is I've gone through many trials in life.
当我经过人生许多的挑战跟试炼的时候。
That there's just something about once you sense the presence of God.
一旦你感受到上帝的同在。
It's like, you know, everything's going to be okay.
就好像你就会知道哦，什么事情都会平安。
And there's a peace that comes over you.
然后你有一个平安覆盖在你的身上。
And you can't explain it because it's supernatural.
你没有办法去解释，因为它是超自然的。
It's the presence of God in your life.
那就是神的同在在你的生命当中。
So that's what we're going to look at this morning.
那今天早上这就是我们要看的。
And hopefully you'll learn how you can always experience the presence of God, no matter what's going on.
不管你经历什么，希望你随时都能够学到经历到上帝的同在。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到神的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing your glory to us.
天父，我们感谢你将自己的荣耀显示给我们。
And there's nothing that can change our life more than to get to know you better.
没有任何事情比能够更认识你，能够改变我们的生命。
But we don't want it just to be intellectual knowledge.
但是我们不希望这只是脑筋里知识上的认识。
Lord, we really need to be able to experience your presence.
我们需要真正经历到你的同在。
When we need peace, that we can receive your peace.
当我们需要平安的时候，我们可以接受到你的平安。
When we need to forgive someone, that we can receive that forgiveness as a gift from your presence.
当我们需要原谅别人的时候，我们可以从你那里得到赦免的这个恩典。
When we need to love the unlovable.
当我们要爱那些不可爱的人的时候。
Because you're present in our life, we can do it.
因为你的同在在我们的生命中，是我们可以做到。
It's not in our own power.
因为不是靠着我们自己的能力。
But it comes from the power of Christ in us, is the hope of glory.
而是来自基督在我们里面，成为我们荣耀盼望的能力。
So help us understand now your glory, that you're everywhere.
所以求主现在让我们明白你无所不在的荣耀。
And help us learn how to experience it.
也帮助我们知道，在我们需要的时候，如何去经历你的无所不在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So as we're looking at the omnipresence of God, there's an English word, ubiquity.
当我们看到上帝的无所不在呢，英文字就叫做 ubiquity.
Yeah, it used to just be used of God.
这个字只用在上帝的身上。
Basically means God is everywhere.
基本上，他的意思就是上帝无时不刻。无所不在。
So that word's for the college students, it's an SAT word.
所以对大学生来说，这是考 SAT 的一个字。
Okay. And what it means is the infinite God is entirely, undividedly present.
他这个字的意思就是说，无限的上帝，他全然的，而且不可分割的，同时在一个地方。
At each point of creation, in each moment of time.
在创造的每一个地点，在创造的每一个时刻，他都在。
Can put this more simply.
更简单的来说，
all of God is everywhere, all the time.
上帝的全部在全地全时候都在。
All of God can live in my heart, and all of God can live at your heart at the same time.
上帝的全部可以同时住在我的里面，也住在你的里面。
All of Christ in His fullness of glory can be in every believer.Everywhere on the face of the earth at the same time.
基督所有一切的丰盛可以同时与这个基督徒、那个基督徒在全地、全时候都同在。
And of course, this is true only of the one true God.
当然，这对唯一的真神来说才是可能的。
No idol is omnipresent.
没有任何的偶像是无所不在的。
And in a transcendent manner, God's essence.Fills all space.
那上帝的本质呢？它是超然的，充满全部的空间。
And that's because He's infinite. There can be no limit to His presence.
因为他的无限，使他的同在不受到任何的限制。
Okay. Now God must be omnipresent in order to be.
上帝必然是无所不在的，使他能够。
In order to be omniscient.
使他能够无所不知。
That is to know all and to see all.
就是全然知道，而且全然看见。
Remember when the Bible's talking about God knows everything?
当圣经说上帝无所不知的时候
Right, sometimes it says it is because he sees everything.
圣经说因为他看见万事
But he can't know and see everything unless he's omnipresent.
但是他没有办法看见或认识万事除非他是无所不在
He's right here, right now.
他现在就在这里
Okay. And He has to be omnipresent to be the creator, the preserver, and governor of everything.
他也必须是无所不在，使他能够成为万物的造物主、保全者，而且是治理者。
He doesn't create stars way out there and then just leave them.
他不会说把星星照在那个地方就将他们离开。
God is there.
上帝还在那里。
All of God is everywhere all the time.
所以全然的上帝无所不在，而且无时刻不在。
Okay.His presence is inseparable from His power and life-giving energy.
而上帝的同在呢，与他的能力还有他赐生命的能量是分不开的。
So if God is present, all His power is present.
所以，假如上帝与我们同在，他所有的能力也与他的同在同在。
Now we've been studying God's attributes for several months now.
我们几个月来都一直在研究上帝的属性。
And what we find is these attributes are unique to the one true God.
我们发现这些属性对这一位神来说呢都是独特的。
Right? No false God will have any of these attributes.
没有任何假神具有这些属性。
But all these attributes work together in beautiful harmony.
但这些属性呢联合在一起非常和谐的运作。
Okay?Because God is infinite, He must
be everywhere. 因为上帝是无限
的，
所以他必定是随处都在。
Right? Because the Lord our God is one Lord.
也因为我们的主，我们的神是一位。
Then all of God must be everywhere.
所以全然的神必须是无所不在。
Because God is not divisible into parts.
因为上帝不可以切割成各个部分。
See, it's not part of Him is with us here.
不是说他的一部分现在与我们同在。
And part of God is with His church in China.
然后上帝的另外一部分在中国与中国的教会同在。
Now, all of God is here and all of God is there and all is glory.
所以全然的神在这里，全然的神也在那里，在他所有的荣耀当中。
Because God is eternal, all of God has always been and always will be everywhere.
那也因为上帝是永恒的，所以全然的神呢，过去、永远，他都无所不在。
There'll never be a time or a moment in your life when God is not present.
所以在我们的人生，没有任何一个时刻或是任何一个地点是上帝不存在的。
But here's the thing: a lot of times we just don't feel His presence.
但是问题就是我们常常不感受到他的同在。
Hopefully we'll learn why.
希望我们能够学到为什么。
So we can experience His presence more.
好让我们更多去经历到他的同在。
The omnipresent God is independent from His creation.
那我们这位无所不在的上帝呢，他独存于他的造物之外。
Okay. God is everywhere, but He is not everything.
上帝无所不在，但是他不存在万物的里面。
Okay. That's what we call pantheism.
这个就是所谓的泛神论。
Where people believe that everything is God, so they can worship anything.
有些人认为好，凡物里面都有神，所以他们敬拜任何东西。
Right in Taiwan, I remember seeing there's a really beautiful tree.
在台湾，我看到一个很美的树。
Right, so people built a little idol around it, a little.
所以人们就在这个树下造了一个神造。
Right, because they thought, wow, such a beautiful tree, there must be a God in that tree.
他们以为这个树这么美，里面一定有一个树神在里面。
And they ended up worshiping the tree or the God that they thought must be in such a beautiful tree.
后来他们就开始拜这棵树，以为里面树有一个神。
See, that's pantheism, thinking that God is can be isolated in one part of His creation.
那这就是所谓的泛神论，他们以为上帝可以分成、切割成各个部分，然后有一部分的神住在这个树的里面。
Okay, wow, this thing is really sensitive here. Okay, all things have their being in God, but God is distinct from all.
所以圣经说万物都本乎上帝，但是上帝与万物有别。
Okay, and God fills the universe, but He is distinct from the universe.
虽然上帝充满万有，但是他与万有有别。
See, the universe is the creation.
宇宙是神的造物。
But God is the creator.
但上帝是造物主。
Okay. God's omnipresence exposes the absurdity of idolatry.
所以上帝的无所不在呢，就揭发了拜偶像的荒谬。
Right, and the second of the Ten Commandments.
十诫的第二诫这么说。
Right, it tells us, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image."
说不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Not of anything in heaven above.
不可做什么形象，仿佛上天。
Or on the earth beneath.
下地和地底下。
Or in the water under the earth.
或是水中的白物。
We're not supposed to make an idol of anything that God has created.
所以我们不应该因为上帝所造的东西来为这些东西作像，去敬拜他们。
Because we're only supposed to worship the Creator God.
因为我们只能够敬拜这位创造宇宙万物的神。
We must not worship a created thing.
我们不能敬拜受造之物。
Okay. And the rest of the commandment.
好，那这这个诫命之后还这么说。
Says thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, your idol.
不可跪拜那些像。
Nor serve them.
也不可侍奉他。
For the Lord thy God is a jealous God.
因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。
See, God likens idolatry, worshiping something that man's hands have made.
神把人对物情事物的敬拜比喻成。
He likens that to spiritual adultery.
是一个属灵的这个奸淫。
It's very serious to God.
对上帝来说是相当严重的。
For you to forsake the Creator for something that He's created.
至于如果我们舍弃了这位造物主来敬拜他所造的东西。
When you think about it, that would really be foolish, wouldn't it?
啊，我们认真去想想看的话，这是相当的愚蠢。
Okay, if you're keeping any idols in your home or your office, then
假如你在家里或在办公室存有偶像的话。
We put a lot of scriptures up there you can read later.
好，我们有很多的经文放在讲义里面，你之后可以去看。
Because I mean, the second commandment is you should have no other gods.
因为实际的第二诫就是说你不可有任何的偶像。
Right, no idols.
好，没有偶像。
Okay. Now experiencing the presence of God will transform our life.
那么能够经验上帝的同在，就会改变我们的生命。
Okay. The Bible tells us, "Be content with such things as ye have."
圣经说你们要以自己所有的为足。
And then that little word "for," I put it in red for a reason.
然后下面有一个 "for," 就是因为。
Right, so when you have a word for, it's going to give you the reason why we should be content.
好，因为有因为这个字呢，它就告诉我们，我们为什么要能够满足。
And it's because God said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee."
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
See, if I have God's presence in my life,
假如我的生命当中有神的同在。
Wow, I really don't need anything else to be happy.
我真的不需要任何其他的事情使我快乐。
People who have been martyred or lived in under really severe persecution.
有些人因信仰而殉道，有些人活在很强大的逼迫之中。
And they have said, you know, when God is all you have, because they've taken everything else away.
他们说，假如上帝就是你所有的一切，因为他们把其他的都拿走了。
What you learn is,
你学到的就是
God is all I really need.
上帝就是你所需要的一切。Yeah,
some amazing testimonies of people who have suffered the loss of all things.
那些丧失全部的人，常常有这样的一个见证。
But could handle it as more than an overcomer because God's presence was there in their life.
因为他们能够胜过这些，是因为神的同在在他们的生命当中。
Okay. The closer we are to God, the less we worry about other things.
好，我们与上帝越亲近呢，我们就越不会担忧其他的事情。
See, if you're worrying about something,
假如我们担忧某件事情,
it's a sign that you're not aware of God's presence in your life at that time.
就是一个你那个时候没有意识到上帝与你同在的一个迹象。
Right, because God will give us peace.
因为上帝要把平安赐给我们。
Because He either gives us a solution to the problem,
因为他会把一个解决问题的方案给我们。
Or He gives us the grace to get through the trial.
或是赐给我们恩典，经过这样的一个试炼。
Or He gives us the strength to bear up under the circumstances.
或是他给我们力量，在这样的压力之下能够承受得住。
It all comes back to experiencing God's presence in
your life. 所以最重要的还是在生命当中要经历到神的同在。
Okay, I learned this when Annie got cancer.
当我的太太得到癌症的时候。
Right, she shared her testimony before.
我以前曾经分享过我的见证。
And one thing we know is a man experiences things totally different than a woman experiences.
我们知道一个男性对事情的经历跟女性来说是不一样的。
Okay, and one of the things you start worrying, well, if Annie died, what am I going to do?
那个时候我就想，假如我太太死了，我该怎么办
？Right, little thing like I don't cook at all.
像我自己好根本不懂得烧饭。
I'm going to starve to death.
是不是我会饿死呢？
Right, and you start wondering, would I marry again or would I not marry again?
我想说我会再婚吗？还是不会再婚呢？
And then all these things come in. Well, this is what a man's going to do, right? Right, guys? Come on, put your hand up.
那一个男性必须有这样的一个想法哈，选择哈。
Right, God says not good for a man to be alone.
圣经上说哈，那人独居不好。
But then all these worries were going through my mind.
所以这些忧伤、这些担忧呢，都在我的脑海中打转。
It was like.God just came with His word.
然后上帝就给我一句话。
Said, "Don't worry about tomorrow."
说不要为明日担忧。
The cares of today are enough.
今天的 挂虑了已经够了。
Right, we sing a song.
我们唱了一首歌。
Right, I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
我不用为明天担忧。
Because I know who holds it in His hands.
因为我知道谁掌管明天。
But once I accepted that fact, you know, what am I worried about?
一旦我接受了这个事实，我讲说我干嘛担心呢？
If Annie lives, God's still with us.
假如 if I lives,
if you live, God's
still with us. 假如我活下来的话呢，上帝还是与我们同在。
Yeah. If Annie dies, God's still with me.
假如 我太太死了话呢，上帝也还是与我同在。
And if I'm really experiencing His presence in my life, I don't have to worry. He will take care of me.
假如我真正经历到他在我的人生当中，我就不用担心，上帝会照顾我。
And that set me free.
那就使我得到自由了。
Yes, I went to the church.
所以我仍然去教会。
See, I wouldn't worry about anything right now except the problem with Annie.
所以我现在什么都不担心，只担心我太太的生病。
So I told him, you know, I'm going to have to step down from ministry for a while and just take care of Annie.
所以我跟教会讲说，我必须暂时离开这个服事一段时间，好来照顾我的太太。
You know, we had a good church, very understanding.
我们教会很好，非常的了解。
So they said, no problem, Ray, don't worry about it.
他说，哦，裴牧师，你不要担心哈。
Right, they understood.
他们明白。
Right, and so I was set free. I didn't have to worry, and we did, well, all we could do.
好，那这时候我就不担心了。然后我们那个人做的就是
，Right, and God worked.
好，那神也在当中运作。
She experienced God's presence.
我感受到神的同在。
I experienced God's presence.
我太太感受神的同在，我也感受到神的同在。
Right. And here we both are today.
我们今天两个还活着。
So God obviously took care of everything.
所以上帝真的是帮助我们解决很多事情。
So when you're going through tough times, the key thing, okay, how do I experience God's presence? Because that's what I need more than anything.
所以当我们经历困难的时候呢，重要的是我们如何经历神的同在，因为那个是我们最需要的。
Okay, the Lord will be with thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
好，耶和华必在你面前行，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So once you know God's here,
所以一旦你知道神在那里，
the fear goes.
惧怕就离开了。
Because my God's in control of everything.
因为我的上帝掌管着一切。
Right, and God's divine attributes function in a glorious harmony.
所以上帝所有的属性呢，都很和谐的在一起运作。
Okay, the Creator has a glorious purpose in Christ for everything He makes.
造物主在基督里对他所造的万物都有荣耀的目的。
That means every one of us has a God-given purpose.
换句话说，我们当中的每一个人都有上帝所赐的目的。
And you really need to find out what God's purpose is for your life.
那你就真正的必须去寻找上帝对你人生的目的是什么。
Okay, and all creation manifests the design of its creator.
而所有的造物都表彰他们无所不能、无所不知造物主的一个设计。
So God didn't just create us for a purpose.
所以神不单造我们有一个目的。
He designed each one of us different, specifically to fulfill our purpose.
他设计我们每一个人都是独特的、不一样的，去完成那个特别的目的。
See, I'm not that smart.
我不是一个很聪明的人。
But I'm very wise.
但是我很有智慧。
I married a very smart wife.
我娶了一个非常聪明的妻子。
Because I knew I'd need that help.
我知道我需要他的帮助。
Okay, I can't cook.
我不会烧饭。
I'm not that smart.
我不那么聪明。
But I was very wise.
但我有智慧。
I married a wife who's a great cook.
我娶了一个很好的厨师。
Say God. She didn't translate it. Actually, no. Okay, I can tell. All right, I'll talk to you later.
No. I did it right.
Oh, you did it right. Okay. Right, but see, once we understand that God has created us all for a purpose, and
一旦我们明白上帝创造我们是有一个特别的目的的时候
，and I'm specifically made to fulfill that purpose.
而上帝造我是特别要去完成那个目的。
Then it doesn't matter what happens.
那么不管发生什么事情
，if I'm with God, He's going to still bring everything to pass.
假如我跟神同在的话呢，他仍然会使这些事情来成就。
Okay.Thus, we only answer life's most important questions as we gain a true knowledge of God.
所以只有我们获得对上帝的真知识，我们才能够回答生命最重要的问题。
Okay, this is clear in Proverbs.
箴言有一句话非常的清楚。
Right, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The only way I can have wisdom is that I fear God.
我唯一获得智慧的开端呢，就是要敬畏这一位神。
If I don't fear God, then all I can have is worldly wisdom.
假如我不敬畏这位上帝的话呢，我所有的就是属世的智慧。
But we need divine wisdom from an all-knowing God.
但是我们需要一个从无所不知的神来的一个神圣的智慧。
And he tells us the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
然后他说，认识至圣者便是聪明。
You know, the better I get to know God,
我越多地认识这位神,
the more I understand myself and all of life.
我会越来越多地明白自己以及明白人生。
See, life is often a puzzle. So many
人生有的时候好像是一个这个 puzzle,
right?
puzzle, 拼图。
Right? And all these pieces are laid out and I can't see what it is.
所有的这个所有片段好都是放在那里，我看不太清楚。
But as I get to know God better,
但是当我更多认识神的时候
pieces start falling into place.
这些片段呢开始慢慢结在一起。
Especially the pieces of my life.
特别是有关我的人生的这一块。
And then I start to understand, well, God created me.
然后我明白说上帝创造了我。
And he starts revealing what he created me to do.
然后他开始向我启示他创造我要做什么。
And you cannot have any greater satisfaction in life than to be doing what you know God has created you to do.
而人生最大的满足就来自于明白上帝造你为的是什么。
And you can't really know that unless you know this book.
而你没有办法知道这个，除非你认识圣经。
Okay. As we get to know God and His Word, we learn three of the great questions in life.
所以当我们从神的话语当中去认识上帝的时候呢，我们就可以回答人生的三个重要的问题。
I'll learn where did I come from.
我可以学到我从什么地方来。
Okay. Bia, how many of you came from a monkey?
我们当中有多少人是来自一只猴子？
Your great, 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 great grandfather was a monkey climbing in trees.
你的先祖就是一个爬着树上的猴子呢。
See, that's what the world wants to teach you and convince you.
那这个世界要这么告诉你，而且要让你这么相信。
That's not a lie. That's a lie. That's not true.
但这是一个谎言，这不是对的。
See, as you get to know God, then you realize I'm a special creation of God.
但是一旦你认识神，你就知道上帝独特的创造了你。
I didn't evolve from monkeys by chance and
accident. 我不是靠着偶然或是意外从猴子进化而来。
I'm here today because I was created with a special purpose by the Creator Himself.
我今天在这里是因为创造主。特别独特的创造了我，为了一个目的。
And that's why you're here too.
这也是为什么你在这里。
And then I find why am I here?
然后我会发现说，我为什么活在世界上呢
？Because God has a purpose for me.
因为上帝对我的人生有一个目的。
And what is my purpose?
那我的目的是什么呢
？Ah, that's an important question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
The answer is in this book.
对，答案就在圣经里。
You gotta read this book.
你必须读他的话。
All right.The omnipresence of God is a spiritual reality.
那上帝的无所不在是一个属灵的实际。
Okay. Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
圣经说我往哪里去躲避你的灵。
And whither shall I flee from thy presence?
我往哪里去逃躲避你的面。
So notice here that the spirit of God and the presence of God are one and the same.
好，在这边神的灵跟神的同在是可以交互使用的。
But is there any place I can go to escape the presence of God?
但是我可以逃到哪里去躲避上帝的同在呢
？Well, Psalm 139 tells us there is no place I can go.
诗篇139篇说什么地方都逃不过。
Okay, if I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there.
他说我若升到天上，你在哪里
？It's interesting. God wrote this for you know, let's see, 3,000 years ago.
这句话是在3000年以前就写下的。
God knew someday we're going to.Put men on the moon.
好像上帝知道我们有一天会把人送到月球上去。
That's why I said, if I ascend into heaven, God's there.
所以，假如我升到天上，上帝在那里。
Remember, I mentioned one of the first Russian cosmonauts that went into space.
我记得曾经听过第一个去到外太空的这个苏俄的这个太空人。
You know, they're atheists, right?
他们不信神。
So they don't believe in God.
他们不相信上帝。
So he said.I went out there into space and I looked and I didn't see God.
他说我到外太空去，我看了，然后我看不到上帝。
One preacher responded.
有一个传道人就这么回应说。
Well, all you got to do is take your spacesuit off and you'll see God plenty soon enough.
他说你把你的太空衣拿掉的话，你马上就见到上帝了。
All of God is everywhere all the time.
所以上帝的全部啊，无时不在，在任何的地方。
Some people can't see his presence.
有些人没有办法看到他的同在。
Some people are totally unaware of his presence.
有的人根本没有意识到他的同在。
But other people know God is with me.
但是其他的人知道神与我们同在。
Okay. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
圣经说，我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
2010, there were 33 men in Chile in a mine.
在2010年的时候，有33个男性被困在智利的一个煤矿里面。
And the mine collapsed, and they were trapped 2,300 feet below the ground.
那个碳这个煤矿坍塌了，所以他们被陷在地底下大概2300英尺的地方。
Okay. Now, at a time like this, either you fall apart with worry and fear.
那在这样的时刻，你不是因为担忧而整个人崩溃。
Or you become aware of God's presence with you down there.
或是你就在那个深的地方意识到神与你同在。
Because God said, even if you descend into hell, I'm there.
圣经说，我若在阴间下榻，他也在那里。
For sure, he's there, only 2,300 feet below.
这个2,300尺之下呢，还不够深，所以上帝一定在那里。
The interesting thing is, there were some preachers there. There were some spiritual leaders with those 33 men that organized them to seek God while they were waiting for rest.
那很有意思，就在这个煤矿坍塌的时候呢，就有传道人到那个坍塌那个地方开始为这些人祷告。
And every one of them, they asked for this scripture to be put on the clothes that would be sent down to them.
那每一个人都要求有经文放到他们的衣服上，送到地底下去。
You think most people, what are they going to be thinking about the Bible at a time like that?
那很多人在遇到这样的情况的时候，他们会想到圣经什么经文呢？
But those 33 miners wanted this verse put on their clothes.
这33个矿工，他们就需要这节，他们要这节经文放到他们的衣服上。
In His hand are the deep places of the earth.
地的深处在他手中。
Okay. And if you keep reading that verse, it
says, 假如你继续读这节经文，他说
says, Oh, come, let us worship and bow down.
他说，来呀，我们要屈身敬拜。
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
They were trapped for 66 days, I believe.
他们在这个煤矿下面被困了66天。
One of the first things he did when he got up,
那第一个出来的人做的第一件事情是
was bow down and humble himself before the God he knew he was present.
好，他就在这个神的面前跪下来，来屈身敬拜。
The wife of the first man rescued.
第一个被拯救出来的这个人的妻子这么说。
She said, "We are really religious, both me and my husband."
她说，我跟我的丈夫都非常的虔诚。
So God was always present.
所以上帝总是与我们同在。
And because they were there, they helped organize all 33 men. They weren't all religious.
那这33个人不是每个人都是虔诚的。
One of them said, "Before God had me some of the time, and the devil had me some of the time."
有一个人曾经说，好，有的时候上帝拥有我，有的时候呢，魔鬼拥有我。
But when he got trapped down there,
但是当他被困在下面的时候
，he made a decision.
他做了一个决定。
God's going to have me all the time from now on.
说从现在这个时刻开始呢，上帝要拥有全部的我。
Changed his life.
就改变了他的人生。
They honored God.
他们遵从上帝。
And all 33 were rescued.
33个人后来都获救。
Because there's no place you can go to be out of the reach of our omnipresent God.
因为你没有说到任何地方去可以逃避上帝的同在。
Okay.If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
Even there, thy hand will lead me.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我。
And thy right hand shall hold me.
你的右手也必扶持我。
Remember, Jesus told us, "My Father is greater than everyone."
耶稣告诉我们说，我的父比任何人都大。
Right, and no one can snatch you out of my Father's hand.
没有任何人可以把你们从我的手中给夺去。
And then he also says, "I hold you in my hand."
他也说，我将你放在我的手掌中。
So I see it. It's like here we are. We're in God the Father's hand.
所以我们在天父上帝的手里。
And then Jesus puts his hand over us.
耶稣也把他的手覆盖在上面。
And nothing can get us out.
没有任何东西可以使我们丢失。
I am safe forever.
好，我永远的是安稳的。
Put your life in the hand of your Creator.
将我们的生命可以放在创造主的手里。
Now there's a spiritual battle going on today with materialism and atheism.
那今天与物质主义还有无神主义呢，有一个属灵的征战。
Okay, Materialism would have us believe that this world is strictly material and runs by itself.
那物质主义他们相信世界只是物质，而且它是自我在运作。
Where everything is boils down to time and chance with no design or purpose.
对他们来说，所有的事情都是时间跟几率造成的，没有一个特定的目的。
This is a spiritual battle.
那这是一个属灵的征战。
Because if you believe that all there is material stuff,
因为假如你所认为的存在的东西只不过是物质而已。
You're never going to experience the presence of God who is spirit.
那你就不会经历到这个是一个灵的神的存在。
It's a spiritual battle. It's a tactic of Satan to keep you from meeting God.
这就是一个属灵的征战，撒旦要防止你跟这位神相遇。
But God's word and experience make it clear.
但是神的话语跟我们的经验说得非常清楚。
This world is primarily spiritual.
这个世界主要是灵性的。
And run by unseen powers.
而且被看不见的能力所管理。
Now here's the thing: those unseen spiritual powers, there's both good and evil ones.
而这看不见的力量呢，有善的，也有恶的。
And the only protection against the evil ones is to draw close to God.
而唯一能够保护我们不受恶者骚扰的呢，就是亲近这位善的上帝。
And Jesus is the omnipresent creator.
而耶稣就是无所不在的造物主。
Remember, as we looked at every attribute of God,
我们看到了上帝所有的属性。
We learned that Jesus manifested every one of these attributes.
我们也看到耶稣他彰显了上帝属性的每一个。
Because Jesus was God in the flesh.
因为耶稣基督就是上帝在肉身显现。
Jesus was 100% man like you and me.
耶稣是百分之百的人，就像你跟我。
But he was also 100% God with all the attributes of God Almighty.
但他也是百分之百的神，具有上帝所有的属性。
Okay, we previously studied the scriptures that revealed Jesus is God.
好，我们之前已经讲过，耶稣是上帝的经文。
Okay.Jesus told us, I am with you always.
耶稣告诉我，我常与你们同在。
Even to the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
What's he revealing? He's omnipresent. He's going to be with us always.
这句话启示的是什么呢？就是他是无所不在，他会永远与我们同在。
Okay. Jesus is our omnipresent creator.
他也是无所不在的造物主。
In John 3:13.
在约翰福音三章十三节。
Okay, in English, it's in the King James.
好，英文用的是英皇钦定本。
Okay, no man has ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven.
他说，没有人曾经去过天上，除了那位降下来的人子。
Right, even the Son of Man.
就是人子。
Right, which is in heaven, present tense.
这个人子呢，现在还在天上，用现在式。
So Jesus is there talking to Nicodemus on earth.
耶稣那个时候在世上跟尼哥底母谈话。
And he says, "I'm in heaven right now too."
他说，好，人就在天，好，我现在还是在天上。
Now some people have a problem with it. How could Jesus be in two places at one time?
所以我们常常很困扰，哈，为什么耶稣可以同时在地上，又同时在天上，同时出现呢？
Okay, as a flesh and blood man, he could only be in one place at one time.
作为血肉之躯，我们只可能一个时间在一个地点。
But because Jesus was also 100% God,
但是因为耶稣也是百分之百的神，
he could be in more than one place at the same time.
他可以同一个时间在另外一个地方。
But here's the thing: you can be in more than one place at the same time.
但问题是说，你也可以在同一个时间在不同的地点。
You don't believe me, do you?
你不相信我，对不对？
All right, well, let's look at the Bible.
我们看看圣经怎么说。
Spiritually, Jesus could be in more than one place at one time, so can we in Christ.
那就属灵而说好，耶稣可以同时在不同的地方，因此我们在基督里面也可以。
Right, in Ephesians 2:6.
好，以弗所书第二章第六节。
God tells us he has seated us in heavenly places, present tense, in Christ.
好，以弗所书告诉我们，上帝在耶稣基督里面怎么样？将我们与他一同坐在天上。
So physically, I'm right here, right now, looking at you guys.
所以，就我的肉身而言，我现在是看着大家。
But a spiritual reality in Christ is that I am spiritually in the presence of God right now.
但是，从属灵的这个地位而言呢，我在基督里，我现在在天上，在神的面前。
That's what the Bible says.
这是圣经所说的。
It's a spiritual truth.
这是一个属灵的真理。
A spiritual reality.
一个属灵的实际。
Once you know Christ is your Savior.
一旦你认识耶稣基督做你的救主。
But this is a very important truth.
但是这是一个非常重要的真理。
Because that means you're sitting on the throne in Christ that governs everything.
换句话说，你与耶稣基督一同坐在宝座上治理万物。
And this is how Jesus gives you authority over evil spirits to defeat them.
这就是为什么耶稣赐给我们权柄，能够击溃这个邪灵。
But that's for another sermon.
好的，这是另外一个讲道可以讲的。
Miraculous events reveal the omniscience of Jesus.
那奇迹的发生呢，显明耶稣的无所不在。
Okay, Jesus came to Cana of Galilee.
耶稣有一次来到加利利的迦拿。
Right, there was a nobleman there whose son was sick in Capernaum.
有一个大臣呢，他的儿子在加百农生病了。
That's 16 miles away.
那是16英里之外。
Okay, and the nobleman asked Jesus, "Please come down to my house and heal." My
那这个大臣就求耶稣到他家去，好去医治他的儿子。
He's at the point of death.
因为他儿子快要死了。
Okay. And Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy son liveth."
他说你回去吧，你的儿子活了。
The man believed the word that Jesus had spoken, and he went his way.
那个人相信耶稣的话，他就回去了。
A lesson here: trust God's word, believe what He says.
这边有一个功课要学的，就是只要相信上帝的话，相信他所说的。
So the man believed that somehow Jesus would be able to heal from a distance.
所以这个大臣知道从远方耶稣可以医治他的儿子。
And as he goes, as he's going down, his servants met him and told him, "Thy son liveth."
所以他正下去的时候呢，他的仆人迎见他说，哦，你的儿子活了。
He asked them at what hour he began to amend.
他就问他是什么时候活过来的呢？
They said, "Yesterday at the seventh hour."
他昨天未时，这个热就退了。
So the father knew it was the same hour Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth."
那个时刻正是耶稣跟他说你儿子活了的那个时刻。
And he believed now with a more profound faith.
他这个时候呢跟他的家人就更深刻的相信了。
And his whole house believed.
他的全家也一起相信。
And there's many miracles in the New Testament that reveal God is omnipresent. Distance doesn't matter to him.
所以在新约里面记载了上帝行的许多神迹，这个距离来说呢对上帝不是一个问题。
Because he wasn't just a man.
因为他不单单只是人而已。
He was also God.
他也是神。
Okay.The impact of God's omnipresence on prayer.
那现在我们讲讲上帝的无所不知对祷告的影响。
We know we can pray for people thousands of miles away.
我们知道我们可以为千里之外的人祷告。
And our omnipresent God is there to answer them.
而我们无所不在的神就会在那里回应这个祷告。
This is the story of a very famous man from World War II.
这是一个世界第二次大战一个相当有名的人的故事。
Jacob D. Schaezer.
他叫雅各。
After Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor,
当日本攻击了珍珠港的时候
，America felt like they had to have some kind of response.
那美国觉得他们要回击
，So they formed what they called the Doolittle Raiders to go and bomb Tokyo.
所以他们就形成了一个这个杜特利这个小小的突击队，要去轰炸日本。
They sent 16 airplanes.
他们送出了16个战机。
Dishasar was in one of the two that ended up being captured by the Japanese.
那其中两架呢就被日本人捕获了，他就是其中之一。
He learned a lot of things once he came back to the States.
那他后来回到美国就学了很多事情。
And when he was talking with his mother when he came back, see they didn't know if he was alive or dead.
因为他们不晓得这个人是死是活，但他回到美国之后呢，他跟他母亲的对话里面，他学到一件事。
But when he came back, he found out that God had wakened his mother.At exactly the same time that he was parachuting down into Japanese territory.
他就发现说，他妈妈讲，就是他正在被日本打下这个飞机，他跳着降落伞下来之后，那个时刻，他妈妈睡梦中被叫醒起来为他祷告。
So his mother kept praying for him without ceasing.
所以他的妈妈就不停止的为他的儿子祷告。
For almost 4 years.
祷告了四年
not knowing if he was alive or dead.
不知道他是死是活
He was not a believer. In fact, he kind of rebellious against God.
他不是一个信徒，事实上他相当的叛逆
But see, his mother's praying for him.
但是他的母亲仍然为他祷告
Thousands of miles away.
在几千里之外
You know what the Japanese did one time?
你知道日本人对他做了什么吗？有一次
They gave the prisoners a Bible for 3 weeks.
他们有三个礼拜送给这个战俘圣经
AndBecause of everything he was suffering, he decided he was really going to read it and memorize a lot of the.
那因为他所受的苦呢，他就开始读圣经，而且要把圣经经文背下来。
First time he really read the Bible seriously.
他有一次那一次回去，他是真正严肃的开始读圣经。
And he got saved in that prison.
就在那个战俘营里面，他得救了。
And one of the things that he realized, how he knew he was really saved.
那有一件事情让他真的明白自己是一个得救的人。
He hated the Japanese now because of how they tortured him, and they were just so brutal.
那因为日本人相当的残忍，他们对他的折磨呢，使他非常痛恨日本人。
But as he was reading the Bible,
但是当他读圣经的时候
，Now he's really saved.
他现在真的得救了。
One of the verses he memorized was "Love your enemies."
那他背的一节经文就是你要爱你的仇敌。
Bless those that persecute you.
你要祝福那些咒诅你的人。
Before, when a god was rough to him, he would kick him back.
以前哈，假如说一个人对他不好，他就会给他踢他一脚。
And of course, that did no good. It just made things worse.
好，那他踢日本人，让自己下场更惨。
But once he got saved, he realized, you know, I have to love my captors now.
那他得救之后，他说：“我必须爱那个俘虏我的人。”
How can I do that?
我该怎么做呢？
So one day he just started. He say, "Ohayou gozaimasu." I think that's it. Good morning to his guard.
有一次，他就对他那个这个管他的人说：“早安。”
And at first, the guard didn't do anything.
那首先，这个管他的人没做什么事。
But the guards could see, his other prisoners could see, and he could see he's changing.
那这个管他的人还有他的朋友都看到说他自己这个人他内心开始在改变。
He became a totally new man in
that prison. 他成为一个在这个战俘营里面一个完全不一样的人。
Because he read God's word.
因为他读了神的话。
And God gave him this supernatural love now for his enemy.
所以上帝现在呢就给他为敌人有一个超自然的爱。
And now his one guard,actually started bringing him extra food.
那现在这个看他的人就给他送特别的额外的食物给他。
It is amazing what love can do.
好，所以爱能够创造这些事情，真的是让人想象不到的。
You have to trust God by faith.
我们必须凭着信心相信神。
How many of you know who John McCain is? Ran for president of the United States.
有多少人知道约翰麦肯是谁？他曾经竞选美国的总统。
Right, he just passed away a short time ago.
最近过世了哈。
But he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam.
他在越南也是战俘。
When he came back, his mother told him, "You know, your father would go into his office and pray for you every day."
当他回来的时候呢，他母亲告诉他说，你的爸爸每天都到书房里面为你祷告。
She told him, "I could hear your father beseeching God, 'Oh, show Johnny mercy, show Johnny mercy.'"
我可以听到你爸爸在里面祷告说，上帝啊，求你使这个约翰看到你的怜悯哈，看到你的怜悯。
And he described how his captors, they would tie the hands behind your back and your legs, and then they bring you down so your head's through your legs is a torture position.
那这个参议员呢，在他书里面就描写这些越共怎么样折磨他哈，就把他整个人捆起来，然后把他的头放在两个脚之间，很不舒服的捆在一起。
And he realized how amazingly he experienced God's mercy.
但是他后来回想到说，他怎么样经历了神的一个怜悯。
The guard that had him overnight.
那有一个看他这个半夜里要看守他的人
came up to him like this, "Don't say anything."
很静静地来到他，就说你不要出声。
And loosen those ropes.
把那绑他的绳子给解开，稍微放松一点。
So it wasn't painful.
所以不是那么的痛苦。
And then right early in the morning, before they changed guards, he went up and he tightened it again.
然后在早上换岗的时候呢，他又过去把他重新再绑得紧一点。
And Christmas time.
然后到圣诞节的时候
，that guard walked by him.
那个管他人走到他身边。
Didn't look at him,
没有看他
but drew a cross in the ground.
但在地里上画了一个十字架
John McCain saw it.
那 John 就看到了
Couldn't say anything.
他没有办法出声
But he realized God was present in that.
但是他明白上帝在那个战俘里面的神与他同在
And his father had been praying, "Oh God, show Johnny mercy."
而他的父亲一直在祷告说，神啊，求你让 Johnny 经历到你的怜悯
And so miraculously, God showed him mercy even as a prisoner of war.
所以即使在越南在当战俘的时候，神也借着这个狱卒向他施怜悯
See, life's going to get tough, guarantee it.
我们向大家保证哈，人生是非常困难的
We're all going to go through painful experiences.
我们都会经历痛苦的经验
But what I've learned.
但是我所学到的是
The most important thing in those times of crisis
在那个最危机的时刻最重要的事情是
is to become aware of the presence of God
是可以意识到上帝的同在
that he's there with you and he's going to get you
他在那个时刻与你同在会带领你经过
Okay, we saw Disha Sar's example
啊，那就是一个例子
Jesus is Lord of space
啊，耶稣是空间的主
Jesus is omnipresent
他无所不在
He instantly knows everything that happens or will happen to me.
他即时知道现在或是将来要发生在我们身上的事情。
He does not have to travel to get to me.
他不需要旅行很远的地方来到我这边。
Jesus is already everywhere.
他已经无所不在了。
All of Jesus is everywhere all the time. He's God.
所有的耶稣随时都随在，因为他是全能的神。
And Jesus' omnipresence impacts our prayers.
而耶稣的无所不在也影响了我们的祷告。
Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them."
耶稣说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Well, there's people praying in China and Vietnam and Cambodia and Canada and South America.
那有人在中国，在越南，在柬埔寨，在南美洲各个地方祷告。
哇，不错啊 ，great memory.
I missed one.
You missed one, okay. But all of Jesus is everywhere.
但是耶稣全然在某一个时刻都在各个地方。
Okay, I had an amazing experience when I was in Israel.
当我在以色列的时候呢，我有一个非常特别的经历。
Okay, and I worked with a group called Operational Mobilization.
我与一个叫做Operation 嘛，就动员。
Yeah, just,
好，一个基督徒的组织叫做动员的这个组、
yeah.
这个组织。
And the one friend I got to work with.
我与同工的一个人呢。
One day pulls out his wallet.
有一次把手表拿出来。
He says, "Ray, I got to share with you the most amazing thing that happened to me these
entire nine months." 他说，我要跟你分享最近发生我一个最奇妙的一个事情。
And he pulls this letter out of his wallet that he had folded up and kept in his wallet.
他从手表里，不是从他的这个，皮夹里面拿出来，说很奇妙的事情，从里面他就抽出了一个东西。
And they had visited to witness to a young Muslim man.
那他那个时候跟一个年轻的这个穆斯林传福音。
They shared the gospel with him.
跟他传福音。
He asked him, "Would you like to accept Christ?"
问他说你要不要接受基督。
He said, "No, I'm not ready to do that."
他说我还没有预备好要做。
But they asked him, "Can we pray for you?"
他说那我们可不可以替你祷告。
Their teams of three.
那通常这个 Operation Mobile 就是这个动员机构呢，他们通常出去都是三人一组。
So the Muslim man said, "Okay, you can pray for me."
所以这个穆斯林就说好啊，你们可以替我祷告。
So they prayed for him, and then they left.
所以他们替他祷告就离开了。
And not too long after that, he got this letter from this Muslim man.
那之后不久呢，这个穆斯林人就写了给他一封信。
And he was reading that letter.
他读那封信。
And the Muslim man said, "You know, when you shared the gospel with me,"
那这个穆斯林人说呢，当你跟我分享福音的时候
，I really didn't grasp what you were talking about.
我并没有捕捉到你讲的是什么东西。
But he said, "When you prayed for me,"
但是当你们替我祷告的时候
，First time in my life, I experienced the presence of Jesus.
我在人生中第一次经历到耶稣的在那个地方。
I knew Jesus was there.
我知道耶稣在那里。
Isn't that what Jesus said? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
就是这节经文说的好，只要你们两三个人奉我的名在那里，我就在你们当中。
And this Muslim man was not a believer, but he sensed the presence of Jesus when the believers prayed.
那这个穆斯林他不是一个信徒，但是当基督徒在一起祷告的时候呢，他感受到耶稣的同在。
He said, "I couldn't shake that presence."
他说我没有办法摆脱。
So he went and got himself a New Testament.
所以他自己就去找了一本新约。
And he read it.
读了新约。
And he writes in his letter, "I want you to know that today I am a believer in Jesus Christ."
所以他在信中写说，我要你知道，今天我是相信耶稣的一个门徒。
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Our God is everywhere.All the time.
所以我们的上帝全天候、全时候都在。
Okay, what does this say? Let's read it together.
好，这几个字说什么
？God is. Yeah, you're cheating because you've seen this before. Okay, most people read it. God is nowhere.
很多人读的是 God is nowhere. 好，神什么地方都不在。
That's how I read it the first time.
我第一次读这个也是这么说。
But what it actually says is God is now here.
但是他确实说的是上帝现在就在这里。
Wow, same words, same letters.
同几个字母。
Totally opposite meaning.
完全相反的意思。
Same service.
同一个崇拜。
Some people feel like God's not here. I'm not experiencing him.
有些人会感觉说，哦，上帝不在这里，我没有感受到他。
But here at the same time in the same place, other people, wow, God's here.
但是同一个地方，有些人感受是说，哦，上帝现在跟我们在一起。
What makes the difference?
那之中的差别是什么呢？
God says he's a God at hand.
上帝说他是一位近处的神。
Okay. So there's a paradox. God is near, but he's also what? Creator. He's everywhere.
所以上帝可以跟我们相当的接近，但是他是一个造物主，又感觉他相当的遥远。
So the fact that he's near is immanence.
所以他的靠近我们。
The fact that he's everywhere is transcendence.
但是他无所不在呢，又是他又是很超越的。
So the same God at the same time for some people is near and for some people seems far away.
所以同样一位神对某些人来说他现在非常接近，而同样一位神对某些人说他现在相当的遥远。
How can God be everywhere yet seem to be nowhere?
但是上帝可以无所不在，却又好像哪里都不在呢？
Because where has to do with time and space.
因为讲到地点的时候呢，是跟时空有关。
And God is independent of both.
而上帝独立于时空之外。
God is spirit.
因为他是灵。
Okay. He is totally independent of our time space domain.
好，上帝完全独立于我们的时空。
In Christ, we are enabled to step into God's domain.
但是在基督里，我们可以踏进上帝的领域。
Okay. Jesus said, "The hour cometh, and now is."
耶稣说，时候到了，如今就是了。
When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
Okay. In other words.The truth, right here, you have that. That's easy.
换句话说，这个真理哈，我们就是根据圣经。
But how do I worship God in spirit? I'm flesh and blood.
但是我一个血肉之躯，如何在灵里敬拜这位神呢？
But the Father seeketh such to worship Him.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
Okay, God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit.
神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Okay.Right now, we're all surrounded by an incredibly amazing world that we can't experience.
我们现在都被一个非常奇妙的世界环绕着，但是我们肉眼看不见。
Okay. Why do some people experience God and some people don't?
为什么有些人可以经历到神，有些人却不能呢？
Okay. Well, there's a whole world around us without a television we can't experience.
在我们世界有很在我们周围有很多世界存在，但是没有电视的话，我们看不到。
There's marvelous movies being played right now on TV waves in this room.
好，现在在这个房间就有非常好的这个电影的这个电波在传播着。
If we had a TV here, you could turn me off and turn the TV on.
假如有个电视的话呢，你可以把我关掉了，你可以去看电视。
But if you don't have the TV, you don't know they're here.
但是假如没有电视的话，你不知道这些线播在这里。
Right now, there's amazing music being played in radio waves all over this room.
啊，那现在呢，有很多的这个广播的这个播哈，很美的音乐在播放着。
But if you don't have a radio, you have no idea those waves are here or what's on them.
但是没有收音机，我们就不晓得什么音乐在播放。
We're always surrounded by this amazing invisible world.
我们总是被这个看不见的很奇妙的世界环绕着。
The only way to access is it with a television or radio.
我们唯一可以接触到这些就是不是电视啊，就是收音机。
Imagine what you would be missing without your iPhone or iPad.
那假如没有 iPhone 或 iPad， 你会错掉很多东西。
And here's the atheist's foolish mistake.
所以无神论者一个愚昧的错误呢，就在这里。
Because you can't see TV waves with the naked eye,
因为肉眼看不见电视波
that doesn't make them non-existent.
你没有办法使这个电视波不存在。
If you have a TV, you'd know they're there.
假如有一个电视，你就知道它们存在了。
Because you can't see the radio waves with your naked eye or hear them with your ear.
那没有办法看到这些电视波用我们的眼睛或是耳朵的话。
That doesn't make the radio waves non-existent.
不使这些广播的线波不存在。
Just means you don't have the means to access the beautiful music.
只是说你没有一个途径去接触到这些美好的音乐。
Because the atheist doesn't have the Holy Spirit.
那因为无神论者没有圣灵。
And without the Spirit, he can't experience God.
没有圣灵就没有办法经验上帝。
That doesn't mean God doesn't exist.
并不代表说上帝不存在。
Simply means he's missing the instrument by which you can experience God.
只是说他没有那个媒介去经验到上帝的真实。
Kind of foolish to say no God exists simply because you're not experiencing it.
所以假如说你没有经验上帝，上帝就不存在的话，这句陈述本身就是错误的。
The omnipresent God will seem far away if you are spiritually dead.
那无所不在的上帝好是很远，假如我们是灵性是死亡的。
First thing you have to do if you're going to experience the presence of God in your life.
我们要经验上帝在我们人生当中的事实呢，第一件必须做的事情是。
Okay. You have to deal with your sin problem.
要解决我们罪的问题。
Your iniquities have separated between you and your God.
你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
And there's only one person that took care of our sin problem.
那只有一个人解决了我们罪的问题。
And that's Jesus on the cross.
就是耶稣在十字架上。
Our hope is in Christ, what He can do for us.
我们的盼望是在耶稣基督里面，耶稣为我们做了什么。
And we who were dead in sins.
我们在过犯罪恶当中死去的。
The Bible says God has quickened us, made us alive.
那上帝现在叫我们活过来。
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
借着相信耶稣基督。
How can I experience the glory of God's presence?
那我怎么经验上帝荣耀的同在呢？
First, most important, you must be born again.
首先最重要的就是我们必须在灵性上重生。
You have to humble yourself before a holy God.
我们必须在这位圣洁的神面前谦卑自己。
Admit that you're a sinner and you want Him to save you.
承认自己是一个罪人，让他来拯救我们。
Without getting saved, there's no way you'll experience God's presence.
好，没有得救，我们就不容易经验上帝的同在。
Jesus said, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom."
耶稣说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从灵生的就是灵。
Keep God's word, and you will experience God's presence.
也要遵守神的话，我们就会经历上帝的同在。
Okay.Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my word."
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
And my Father will love him.
我父也必爱他。
You have access to His words. No reason for any of us not to experience God's presence.
我们都可以直接拿到神的话，哈，没有一个人可以有这个借口。
Says, "If you keep my words,"
耶稣说，假如你们遵守我的道
，we will come to Him.
我们会到他那里去
，and make our abode with Him.
与他同住。
God's saying, you know, if you're going to study my word and keep it, just like Belshazzar did.
上帝说，假如你读我的话，而且遵守我的话，就像刚刚所谓那个被降落伞打下来的飞行员。
Jesus said, both me and my Father will come and make our abode.
耶稣说，我的父跟我都会到他那里去，与他同住。
In other words, they're going to come and live.In your life.
换句话说，父子都会来到你的生命当中，与你住在一起。
And you will become aware of God's presence.
你就非常能够意识到神在你的生命当中。
No matter where you are.
不管你在什么地方。
No matter how tough the circumstances you're going through.
也不管你的境况是多么的困难。
All you got to do is step into that realm of the spirit.
你只需要踏进这个属灵的领域。
And you can experience all the help you need from God.
你就可以经历从上帝来的帮助。
Because all of God,
因为上帝的所有
is everywhere,
无所不在
all the time,
无时不在。
And in Jesus, you have access to God's presence.
而在基督里面，我们就可以进入到上帝的同在。